So as we've just heard, Pelton believes that news organizations need to reorganize and rebrand if they're ever to see profits again. But some journalists are taking the initiative themselves. During the 2008 election season, journalist Anna Marie Cox solicited donations from readers to help pay her expenses after the magazine she was reporting for folded. She collected more than $7,000, enough to keep reporting for some while after her redundancy. And then there's Paige Williams. She's a journalist who last year found herself laid off and in possession of what she thought was a great magazine feature. The story she wanted to write was about Dolly Freed, a woman who'd been famous in the 70s after writing a book, Possum Living, about her teenage years spent living off the grid. Williams decided that Freed's story of jobless self-sufficiency in hard times was relevant to today's dismal economic climate. But while she was able to find the reclusive Freed, she couldn't find a magazine willing to publish her story.
I had infinite faith that Dolly was worth something, but no one agreed with me. So,
you didn't wait around to find a magazine that was willing to publish your piece. You just went out and wrote it essentially on spec, and that is not cheap. It cost you $2,000?
Well over $2,000. That's the $2,000 is just what I've documented so far.
But some people thought it was worth cash money because you went out and asked for donations to help you cover your reporting expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some people have ponied up. How much money have you raised to date?
Well, I checked yesterday, and I think we were up to $823, and that was 71 donors. It's interesting. They're coming in everywhere from Chattanooga, Tennessee, to Australia and Brazil.
Tell me about the range of donations.
Well, it's been so far from 75 cents to $100. The 75 cents is my absolute favorite because I just wonder what sort of mental calculations went into that decision. It's my absolute favorite.
Now, do you think that's like leaving a 9-cent tip at a restaurant?
I don't know. Maybe this guy was thinking about the story in terms of the architecture of a magazine and how much you would be willing to pay for each piece.
Now, everybody's interest in Dolly from the get-go is that she has lived off the fat of the land. And I'm curious whether she sent you any cash or, you know, I don't know, sewing, tree bark.
No, I mean, she clicked on PayPal and she sent $50. She was dismayed to find out that I would have to give the money back because I explained to her that I can't take money from the people that I write about. She did give the photographer some dewberry jelly, which I'm really jealous of.
Okay, now, the reason we're talking to you is not just because of the novelty of it. In fact, it's not entirely novel. Radiohead has done this with Tracks, and
yep.
Other journalists have done similar things. But I wonder if you think that this is in any way a scalable model, that henceforth writers who do write on spec needn't really worry about selling the magazine pitch, but just doing it their own selves.
I'm a little reluctant to say that it can work just across the board. I mean, I did this not as an attempt to set up a model. I did it just to try to get a story out there about an interesting person and a book that I found fascinating.
Furthermore, and I hope you won't think I'm being cruel here, strictly speaking, it hasn't even worked for you. You're still, you know, at least $1,200 in the hole.
No, that's not cruel. That's accurate. It's not worked so far. If it does work, it'll take some time. The $2,000 that I laid out in expenses, you know, I'm a long way off from that. And that's okay. I just wanted to see what would happen.
I suspect that the publicity you're getting for this will help your PayPal account. But I'd kind of like to put this into perspective. For a writer of your stature, a story like this, had it been picked up by a magazine, at least in the good old days, would have been worth 6,000 words. It would have been worth a minimum of $6,000 and probably up to 20-some thousand dollars, depending on the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still make that money out there as a freelance journalist, or has just everything dried up?
Maybe if you're a certain kind of freelance journalist, if your name is so out there that people can't sleep without getting you into their pages.
Yeah, so let me, instead of talking optimistically about this new opportunity to raise money directly from readers for substantial pieces of journalism, if it doesn't work out with magazines in extremis and the freelance business itself under a great deal of pressure, What does this say for the future of long-form journalism?
I don't know. I think what we're seeing is just a fracturing of the whole machine, and it's going to blow around for a while and then come back in some different form. And for long-form storytellers, I just don't know that the real estate is going to be there anymore. The better part of me hopes that it will, of course, but I'm not sure that more than a few people will have the opportunity to do that kind of work.
Paige, thank you very much. I wish you all the best in recouping your investment, even if it's at 75 cents a pop.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Paige Williams is a journalist and now executive editor of Boston Magazine. You can read her story about Dolly Freed at her website, www.paige-williams.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.